Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I previously advocated that Michigan roads and bridges could be substantially improved without any tax hikes if this state would follow the example of Indiana when it leased its interstate roads to a private company. As a result, the Indiana Treasury received a cash infusion of $10 billion upfront and reduced annual state-funded road and bridge maintenance costs by at least $100 million annually. Unfortunately, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has either not heard of or has rejected this practical alternative and instead proposed a higher gasoline tax that would fall disproportionately on those operating gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles. That's not good for Michigan, where higher gasoline taxes will encourage more residents to leave the state and discourage visitors from coming into the state to spend their tourism dollars. However, I am pleased to report that 2 weeks ago, the idea of following Indiana's lead was raised in another Midwestern state. Jeff Schoenberg, the former assistant majority leader in the Illinois State Senate, wrote a column for Crane Chicago Business that his state look at granting a 75-year lease on the 274 miles of the Illinois Tollway, its fiber optics, and buildings. Based on research he championed while in the legislature, he projects that such a move would bring the state at least $15 and possibly as much as $24 billion. Schoenberg suggested that, if this is done, that the funds be used to help cover the state's unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, which currently account for about one-fourth of the state government's expenditures. Illinois has already leased the Chicago Skyway, which is less than 8 miles long, for almost $2 billion. This lease was then resold to a consortium of Canadian pension funds 3 years ago for almost $3 billion. So, I once again suggest that the Michigan politicians and bureaucrats investigate converting its freeways into toll roads leased to the private sector, then offset that higher public cost by reducing the state gasoline tax. In doing so, road and bridge quality is almost certain to improve, which would add to Michigan as a tourist destination. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.